hereby notice
on my chair.
The Board of Equalization for Washington County has a regular meeting of the commissioners for this board at 3 p.m. Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. First item, approval of minutes of August 20th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of August 20th, 2024.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. The second item is consideration of the Board of Equalization for Susan.
It's okay.
We were talking about Susan earlier.
So I got Jenna up here with me because Jenna's going to do the next meeting, so we're just going to have her kind of see how we do this. We put this together for this meeting, the two of us. So the first item is, these are properties that have adjustments to market value and changes of assessment level in primary residential, and they're those two properties at the top of your spreadsheet.
Gotcha. Separate motions, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we authorize these two properties, change market value. Let's see. Adjustments to market value and change of assessment level to primary residential.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes.
And then the next group are properties that do not have any adjustment to market value, but they're going to be changed to exempt.
Chairman, I move that we accept the 8 properties listed here with no adjustment to market value and change to exempt.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And I'm assuming that all of these have not the qualifications.
Well, these are there's St. George City, Hurricane, and Washington City. That's by government. And then you've got the Desert Color Community Master, those two, and the LX Livestock. Those are properties that they're actually owned by an HOA. Mm-hmm. And so those values are dispersed amongst the lots in the subdivision. So those were things that this is kind of some cleanup things. So those three. And then the top one is Iron Canyon Medical Clinic. That was a PTAX number. The land that this business was on is now bought by Springdale City, and there's an exempt entity in there now. So this is just to clean that up too.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Next item.
Okay. The next item are properties that have no adjustment to market value and change to partially exempt. All of these have part of their property sagged for roadways, so that's why there's just a partial exemption on that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we accept these recommendations and no adjustments to market value and change to partially exempt status.
And I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, then the next one property on the bottom of your sheet is a property that has no adjustment market value, but they're recommending changing into FAA.
Chairman, I'll move that we accept the recommendation to the one property, no adjustment to market value, and the change to FAA.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, then the very last on page 2 and page 3 of your handout is those are properties that all have adjustments to market value.
For a variety of reasons?
Yes. A lot of them are stipulations between the parties, between the appraiser and the assessor's office, and some are office generated where they found some things that needed to be adjusted. So the only time we can ever adjust values is in the Board of Equalization. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a hybrid of each.
Sometimes if your house burns down or something.
Right, exactly.
Very good. Hopefully that didn't happen.
I think there is one in here that actually did happen. I couldn't tell you which one, but it's in this box.
Yeah,
so.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept these recommendations and adjustments to market value of these properties that are listed here for us.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for your work. Thank you,
Chair. As it stands right now, just quick, we have 101 appeals in for this year, which is extremely, extremely low. And we've got less than 2 weeks to go. I think this 15th is on staff Sunday, so we're going to end BOE on September 16th. So 3-4 days this week, 5 days next week, and 1 day in the following week, and we're done. So we'll see how it goes.
Good for you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder what's